Welcome back to the His and Hers podcast, episode 79. It's taken us like 3 years to get to almost 100 episodes. I was thinking about
that the other day.
I was like, damn.
We do things differently, okay?
I was like, man, we're almost.
We'd have like seasons. Yeah, we're like sure. A really good show.
Yeah, let's go with seasons. Yeah, sure. That is how we designed it, of course.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely
planned. Every absence has been planned.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Like our kids.
You ain't got to air out my business like that. No, they all know. None of our children were planned.
I'm not going to.
None of them were planned.
I'm like, no, you weren't.
But happy Monday, y'all. It is going to be a very busy week. We're in March now.
Yeah. So my birthday month. All month.
Ain't nobody.
No. All month. My birthday
How
month.
Old are you going to be, my love?
Be 35, if ooh, you can believe it.
Ooh, the 3-5. What? Yeah,
see the gray in my beard?
I think that's so sexy, to be honest. Sorry. I love
gray. Well, yeah, you have daddy issues, so. Like, ooh.
Valid. No, I'm
the more gray hair I get, you're like, ooh.
No, I feel like,
what is wrong
with
you?
I feel like the majority of us women think that that's, like, sexy.
Gray hair is sexy.
Yeah, a good salt and pepper. Hell yeah.
Okay, so if you think gray hair is sexy, how come women don't want gray hair?
Because men make a big deal out of aging. That's why. Because it's unfair. It's one-sided. Huh. And it's
that's
like
not
that
true.
Way.
I got a lot of gray hair. I got a
and
lot
And do
of gray
I ever,
hair.
I complain if you try to like cut it all off or if you try to do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, well, I complain.
I have to. It's out of control.
Because I want
to
see it. Like, I don't ever.
I don't like it. I do not like it. You guys are going to have to deal with Mila.
She'd
trying
be trying to
be,
break in.
If you guys can hear that.
She's fighting with her older brother. Hold on.
Mila's legitimately mad that this is life, man. This is behind the scenes. If you wanted raw content, this is what you're getting right now. A crying baby. Honestly, I'm just happy it's only one crying baby right now at the moment. But I'm going to use all of this footage. Yeah, things are going pretty well, actually, in my opinion. Like, only one crying baby. Usually it's Julian. So, well, he already had his turn today.
Don't
but.
Shut your face.
I'm just playing. Pobrecito. I'm just playing. I'm not gonna do that. That's good. I encourage my kids to cry. You know, yeah, go ahead, cry it out. Cry it out. Unless it's annoying me, then I'm like, that's enough. You guys gotta pull it together. Mila cries over everything, though. She does.
No, they get that crybaby thing from their dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything goes wrong, any little thing, he starts crying.
I don't cry.
No, you cry in your way. Not actual tears, y'all,
just,
but like
just
he just
bitch
pitch
a lot,
fits.
You know? Like,
he pitches fits.
I'm grumpy, bro.
It's just full on fits.
I can't wait till I'm like super old. Can't wait.
I'm going to have that like old man that screams obscenities to children when they cross his path.
I already do that.
Back to the gray hair situation.
Right.
First of all, it is very unfair because, I mean, as far back as I can remember, like I remember like, you know, my family members, I don't mean to air out nobody, but you know, like my tías, my grandma, my mom, like hiding their canas.
Yeah.
Hiding them.
Sure.
But men, y'all don't have to. Y'all really don't have to. How old were you when you started getting gray hairs? Because, I mean, I know by the time I met you, homie.
Yeah.
You had them.
I definitely had a couple.
I don't think I've ever known David without gray hair.
Yeah, I had a couple, like, when I met you. And probably my late teens, probably.
What?
I had some. It wasn't a lot. Like, it wasn't
you
like.
You were all in high school fucking with gray hair?
I don't think I was in high school. It wasn't until.
Until Julian was born?
Yeah, it wasn't.
The minute you had a child?
It wasn't until I had custody battles. You know what I mean? Like, that's
babe,
probably
can
when it
you
started.
Not? What the fuck? Everybody's like, yeah, this is the tea we came for. Hell yeah.
That's when shit got real, you know?
Okay. Okay.
But it wasn't like a lot, like it wasn't noticeable unless you were like right up on me, like you were. And also too, like I have
like I was like I was just all up in your
yeah, you were
I was,
like
I was all up in your girl.
You're like, damn, like, you got four.
Babe, your eyes are like aggressively large. It's because
I know, I'm aware. It's that Lebanese.
I love them.
But yeah, like it wasn't like a lot, but now, but then like it just probably like the last year or two, like it just really progressed, you know.
You know
what? So, it got aggressive, you know what I mean?
You know what's so, yeah.
Especially like in my beard.
I do, but I love that though, because it's almost coming in like a stripe.
Like I found two of my pubes. It was crazy. I was like, oh,
that was
man.
Supposed to be a secret just for me.
I was like, what does this
you
mean?
You ain't got to tell everybody.
I feel like if I put glasses.
My little gems.
If I put like the little glasses with, you know, on down there, like the little, I look like Einstein now.
I don't understand. You know what's wild is that my, like my, the ladies in my family.
Yeah.
Having ganas or gray hairs is so embarrassing or like shame. Mm-hmm. That even like if you don't know that they're dying their hair, they will not fucking admit it. They will not admit it unless like they know you really well. But even still, okay, because I started getting a first, like the first few of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so I didn't get mine until I was in my 30s. And so I asked my grandma, I was like, grandma, I was like, oh my God, I got like a my gana for the first time. Like, oh my gosh, I think they're going to start coming out now. And she goes, oh, hi, mija. Oh, that's okay, mija. I don't know about that because I didn't get mine until I was in my 50s, mija. And I knew that that was a lie. I knew that that was a bold-faced lie. And I was like, grandma, why are you lying right now? And then I even confirmed with my mom. I was like, mom, grandma just said that she didn't get her first gana until she was 50. And my mom was like, she be lying. She be lying. Shit. And I was like, so like they even be trying to like lie and be like, no, I didn't get one until.
Shit, I'm about due to dye my shit again.
I don't know. I think aging is beautiful and everything. I just think that, you know, we're made to feel a bit self-conscious about it.
Yeah. My
but your family be family, roasting you for yours. They like look at David and they're like, dang,
like I'm the only one. Like
you're almost full silver.
I got a cousin that's younger than me who has like the amount of gray that I have now, like he had that at like 18.
I think that must be like the Lebanese side of you, I bet.
It must be.
That has like gray hair really.
It must be. Like I know my aunties got it. My dad got it. My grandma got it.
Isn't it so funny crazy. That you say aunties and I say tías?
I think that's I feel like a lot of people say auntie.
And a lot of people say tía. What you talking about?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't
especially
know.
Like
I don't know.
People that look like us, they say tías. Tía, tío. What are you talking about?
Like, I have ninos, you know? Like I have
How you have ninos, but you have aunties? How do you have aunties. Those at the same time?
I don't know.
Where did y'all stop it? Where you're like, yeah, ninos, ninas, aunties, and uncles.
I'll tell you this. Like, the generation, like my parents' generation, like, especially here in Denver, like, Chicanos, like, in that generation, their parents, so like my grandparents, stopped teaching their kids Spanish.
Yeah, but like and I'm like, not fluent in Spanish either, dude. No, I'm I know, fluent but in like Spanglish, they got but like, we all like tías, tíos, like you know, yeah, Julian they calls his it. Tías like tía, you know.
Well, yeah, but like they're like first generation from Mexico.
And also it's just different because even when I don't always call my tía tía Tani, like I call her sometimes I'm like, oh, that's my aunt. We say aunt.
No, we don't say
that's
that.
That's my aunt.
Say auntie. Yeah.
Aunt.
Auntie or
auntie.
No, like auntie. So like how your family says like mijo.
Yeah.
Mija.
You guys have hito and hita.
You say hito. Come here, hito.
I know. When I first moved here, I had this older lady call me hita for the first time, and I was like, oh my God, that's. I mean, it's so touching, but it's different.
It's pretty funny because we went around like my uncle Chris on my mom's side for the first time. He's calling everybody Hito. He's like, come here, Hito.
Yeah.
And he's like, come here, Hito. You need to eat something.
Yeah, that's the side that's very prevalent for you, for sure.
I know. I get that a lot. But yeah, my family acts like I'm the only motherfucker that has gray hair. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
Well, babe.
You know, like
I was
what?
I'm going to say something messed up, but I'm not going to say that.
I know where you're going to go. But like, you know what I mean? And I have black hair too, so it's like super noticeable.
Yeah, you have straight jet that's like black the hair.
The shitty part about it, like if I had like maybe brown hair, even it probably wouldn't even be as noticeable. But like, I have dark fucking hair.
Yeah. I thought I had dark hair.
Like dark, straight, shiny hair.
Very dark.
So it just like gleams like the gray. It was like, damn. So now I look
like. It looks like tinsel.
Now I look like a skunk.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. It's. You smell like one, but you don't look like
that's
one.
What, you know what? That's what I get, though. I caught that. Don't. I'm going to let it slide.
Come on.
I'm going to let it slide. But I used to make fun of this guy, Renee. He kind of like resembles me. Like, he doesn't look like me, but like same kind of skin tone, same color hair. His name was Renee. And he was real young, and he had like crazy gray hair. Like,
yeah.
Just right down the center.
Did you make fun of him?
Hell yeah.
Oh, so this is just, yeah. Oh, okay.
I was like, well, you know, I guess I had
what
it coming.
What is wrong with you?
Man, Renee, you look like a skunk. He's always talking shit to me, though.
Whatever.
He was. No, I like Renee. Renee was cool, though. Renee was really cool. But yeah, so I guess I'm just getting, I was going to get it anyway.
So
I think
funny.
That's how I felt. I was like, well, ask him. I'm going to get it anyway. So fuck Renee. Mm. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, Renee's cool. Yeah, I don't know. Probably when I'm 40, I'm just going to go full like Silver Fox, you know? Be like George
Silver
Clooney.
Fox.
Yeah, I'm like George Clooney. You
or
know?
Like Silver Chipmunk, bro.
What? Why? Why is it a chipmunk?
Could it do his cheeks? That's why.
You don't have to embarrass me.
Were you not ever compared to a chipmunk? There's no way with cheeks like those that you were never compared to a chipmunk in your life.
No, I wasn't.
You were a lie.
I promise. I was never compared. Then now I am. This is the first time. You're telling me this for the first time. I didn't know. But it makes sense. I do have chubby cheeks.
Yes.
Like, even if I weighed like 120 pounds, cute. I have cute. Chubby cheeks.
I wouldn't say like chubby cheeks. I just,
yeah. Like people are probably like, well, yeah, you're fat. And I'm like, no, well, even if I wasn't, I would still have chubby cheeks. You know what I mean?
And I really be hating the way you talk about yourself. I really do. It really bothers me. And if you were anybody else, I'd, you know, give you an ass whooping.
No,
so.
Me. I just keep it real.
No, you don't.
I do.
No.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No.
But I get my chubby cheeks from my mom.
So what you want to do for your birthday, speaking of your mom?
No, hold on. Let me tell this story. So I get my chubby cheeks from my mom. And Julian has my cheeks.
He does.
And so does Mila. Mila
well,
has
the
but
I feel
cheeks.
Like now Julian has a different face,
well,
face
like,
shape than
he's
you.
He's like,
when
he's
he
really
was
leaned
little,
out now.
He did. He
Julian,
had those little chubby cheeks.
Julian is built exactly how I was built when I was his age.
Yeah, I could see that.
But when he was a little kid, he had these chubby cheeks and he was real skinny. And I gave him an apple one time. He's probably like one.
Yeah.
He wanted an apple. I was like, okay, here. So I like sliced an apple and I let him eat it. And then I look over and he's just passed out on this couch. Like just sitting up, passed out. Like, so I'm like, cool, he's asleep. So I let him sleep forever. And then finally I go to wake him up. I'm like, hey, you got to wake up. And he just goes, all the apple that I gave him, he just stored it in his cheeks. You couldn't even tell. And it just like kept coming out. And I was like,
that's what happens when you leave them with dad. Like, they don't pay attention.
I was like, what?
You know that baby just sleep with a whole mouthful of apple in his cheeks.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like his cheeks were like,
yeah,
they just look like. Like he was like this, and I couldn't tell. Like, and I was like, "Damn, I do that sometimes." Like when I'm eating, like I can like store some food and like in my cheeks and like finish it. Like,
and you have the audacity to get upset about the chipmunk reference, boy! You don't get out of here.
Hey, you know, whatever. You know, but yeah, we do have a busy week coming up next week.
Yeah, we do.
I'll be doing Comedy Works on Tuesday, March 12th.
Yes,
12th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be doing a showcase on Friday, which is the
15th.
At Wide Right. So Comedy Works downtown Denver on Tuesday. Go get your tickets. New Talent Night. I'll be there. If you can't make it to that, if you're in the Denver area, go check me out at Wide Right on March 15th on Friday. Follow me at I'm David Cisneros on Instagram, and I will post the flyer as soon as I have it that will have all the information that you need. That is all I have for now. And on Sunday is my birthday, March 10th. I think I share a birthday with Timberland.
Wow, that was a lot of information in a 10-second span.
I know.
It's impressive.
You don't ever like Google like what celebrities like have your birthday?
Yeah, I was like kind of disappointed because it wasn't like a whole lot of people on my birthday. So I just was like, no, this sucks.
No, I thought you had like some cool people, no?
Not that I'm aware of. But who's your birthday twin?
Off the top of my head, I think it's Timberland. And then I think Bad Bunny.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I think me and Bad Bunny have the same
birthday. Doesn't Julian share the same birthday with... he shares the same birthday with somebody super cool.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has the same birthday as Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yep. And also... His birthday is close to... I found this out just now.
What?
So he has the same birthday as Michael Jordan, but his birthday is also like 2 days before the greatest basketball player to ever play.
What?
Nikola Jokic. Found that out.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool. Julian has a cool birthday.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
I don't know how you top Michael Jordan.
You don't. That's how... Hold on. Let me
see. Is it like if Obama has your birthday, I guess? I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, what other... I don't even know.
Let's see
if February... February 8th. That is such... That feels like such a random day.
Yeah, see, I'm...
Like March 10th, like the number 10, like that just seems like a round number, like just a number you throw out, you know?
Cecily Strong, John Williams, Clay Thompson. I share a birthday with Clay Thompson. Mm. Seth Green.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And William Jackson Harper.
Do mine.
Okay, I'm going to do yours right now.
Little trivia. I was born on my due date. And which means I've been perfect since... Day one. And also, it marks the last time that I was ever on time for anything. Jeez, I don't know what my kids are doing. I just hear shit slamming. Julian's watching them.
Do you know who you have
who?
On your birthday? Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
I did know that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
But badasses on my birthday, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm Bad Bunny.
Oh, cool.
Adam Kennedy. Hmm. See, yours is cooler than mine right off the bat.
Agreed.
Let's see what Ezra has. August 28th. Did you just say
Yeah.
Okay. He's got...
Who? Tupac? No, I'm just kidding.
Jack Black.
Oh, really?
He's got Jack Black. Leanne Rimes. I know you lying.
Who's that?
You don't know who Leanne...
Who?
You don't... Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes. What
Leanne,
is she?
Leanne...
It's a girl? Maybe you should know this. What does she do? Is she in Desperate Housewives? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Shania Twain?
Are you serious?
No, oh. I'm not.
I was like, wow, that was a crazy guess. That just seemed like a Desperate Housewives name. I don't know.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Who else? Trying to see. Jennifer Coolidge. You know, the lady, I wish I could do an impression of her. Her. She's like the funny one where she has like the signature voice. And she's like.
Oh, Stifler's mom.
Yeah, Stifler's mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, he's got cool people.
Hmm.
Jack Black is awesome. Okay. Yeah. Last one out of all of our children.
Okay. Let's see.
Let's see. What do you.
I mean, Mila almost shared her birthday with Jesus, you know?
True that.
Hard to top that.
December 26th. Jared Leto. Not you.
Eh. I don't know. Did not like his Joker at all.
Kit Harington.
Jon Snow.
Yes.
My watch has ended.
Oh, Mike Wood. Oh, that's cool.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
David Hasselhoff.
Okay. Okay. The Hoff.
Yeah.
The Hoffman.
Yeah, there are a few different ones, but those are...
Oh, those are all pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do have the most boring one. Ooh, okay. So what do you want for your birthday this year? Don't say anything like, I want health and happiness.
Yeah. Shit, at my age, yeah.
At my age? You act like you're, like, in your freaking 70s, dude. You know what?
I want my knees to not crack when I stand up.
They probably wouldn't if you would stretch the way I ask you to, my love. Nah, I have been getting the kids into yoga, y'all. We have our yoga time, and I light a candle and teach them about fire safety and don't you touch it. And I put on yoga music, and they stretch with me. And we've been learning different poses together, and we've been working on our breathing. So, yeah.
Mila's really good at it.
Oh, my God. She's a freaking star.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. I had David join us. I had to, like, force him.
Yeah.
And I was like, come over here.
This nigga's like, touch your toes. And I'm like, I am. She's like, well, why aren't you bent over? I was like, this is as far as I could bend over. I was like, standing up.
For real. He went like this.
It's like, damn.
I was like, okay. But yeah, if you got to stretch.
Yeah,
you got to stretch.
I do have to do a better job of that for sure.
How do you feel with 35 years of experience under your belt, babe? How do you feel?
You know, I wasn't supposed to make it past 25.
Who are you, Tupac?
Joke's on you. I'm still alive. No, that was Kanye.
Yeah. Well, let's not say stuff like that because, you know, I just don't like it.
But
you know, just weird things.
Weird about that? It's a song lyric.
I know, but when you say stuff like that, it's almost like where it just might not. I don't know. I just don't like.
We think like they forgot about me. They're like, oh shit, yeah, he wasn't supposed to make it past 25. I totally forgot.
Speaking.
Good
of,
thing he said something.
Babe, stop. No, I don't like that.
35. It's cool, man. It's cool. I think.
Do you feel, like, different?
I feel, yeah. I do feel different, I think. I feel a little bit more, I feel more comfortable, like, in who I am. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I know who I am. And also, like, the older I'm getting, the more I'm, like, I feel like the less that I have to really try in this world. Where I'm, like, I could just...
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is going to change me, you know?
Yeah, the less Fs you give, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like that part of it.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, people don't really, like, bother me as much. Like, people don't... Like, if there was a war to break out, they're not going to, like, look to me like, we got to draft you. You need to come.
What?
You know, but, like...
Are you the person that you envisioned yourself being at 35? Like, are you the version of David that you thought you would be? Isn't it like a?
I don't know. I never really had like a vision in my mind of who I was going to be when I was 35.
No, like maybe not exactly that age, but like in my 30s, I'm going to be like. You never had vision for yourself? You never, like, was like, oh, I wonder what I'm going to be like when I grow up.
No, because the thing, like, when I'm, like, you know, a teenager or when I'm, like, in my 20s and it's like, where are you going to be in your 30s? Like, pretty much dead. Like, I don't, that seems.
What the heck?
Because when you're that age, you're like, that seems, like, so fucking old.
Yeah, it does seem, like, super old.
That seems so old. If I live to see 35, just. Put me down. I'm probably a burden.
That's why I'm asking. Because like I had this vision in my head that I would be so much more like so much different than I am now.
Like
that
in
I'm
what way?
In my 30s. I just thought that I was gonna like be older. Like I don't know. I thought I was just gonna feel older. I thought I was like to me. And like there's been like studies with this, babe.
Okay.
Is that our generation, we kind of like have this adolescent look to us where we don't look like other generations when they were our age, dude. Mm. And like I could bring out photos. I think the only anomaly is your mom because when she like she was just looked very, very, very young all of her life.
My mom looked
super,
like a child.
Super young.
Yeah.
But as far as like I remember my mom. In, you know, her mid to late 30s. Mm-hmm. And, like, she just, I don't know, they just.
She looked older?
She just came off, like,
yeah, that's how I feel about my dad. My dad always came off, like, as being a lot older.
You know, it's wild, you guys. Like, yeah. We're around the same age that his parents were when I met them. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they were so established and so much older than what we are right now. And they weren't.
You know why? Because we played outside and they banned cigarette smoking inside buildings when we were kids.
Is that why?
I don't know if that's actually the
reason. Oh, shit. My Dorito fingers are showing.
Yeah, so bad. Jeez, be professional. I'm clean.
Babe, we can. No. No, that's old stains. Because you were dipping into, you were dipping into him. I saw you.
Not with this hand. How dare you?
No, but like, you know, that's kind of been like a... I don't know why people set themselves up sometimes. And I feel like... Mm-hmm. I don't know what they... I don't know. But there was a trend going on TikTok where people were asking, how old do I look?
Yeah.
Right? And babe, like some of... Like I'm typically a good like age radar person, or I used to be, where I could like kind of get an idea of how old somebody is.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I was flabbergasted. You hear me? Like, I don't know what it is. But then, you know, like, these people are coming, how old do I look? And, like, people are like, you look like you're in your fucking 40s. You look like you're... And they're like, I'm 23.
Saw that. I was like, damn.
And, like, okay, first of all, don't ask anybody's opinion on the internet about your looks. Don't. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. But also, like, there's just... I don't know. Like, there's a lot of comparisons with actors and, you know, TV show hosts that like around their mid-30s, early-30s, and they look so much older.
I know, like...
like when I'm Seinfeld and like...
Like George Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, he was 35. I'm like, what?
Crazy, right?
He was like 60.
Crazy.
Like,
nah.
Or like the old NBA players you'll see like in the 70s. Mm-hmm. They're like just like got the horseshoe thing.
Dude,
the
yeah,
top.
They got like half their hair missing and stuff.
Like some like little patches.
You ain't got to talk about the patches.
And then it's like, this guy was 25. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck was happening? Life must have been brutal. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why, because, yeah, I've seen that too. Our generation seems a little, they look younger.
From what for the most part, I guess. Seen for the most part.
And yeah. But I just think we're just immature.
Because, like, you know what? I like, and also, babe, I was going through my camera roll, yeah. And I went back and I showed you the pictures, but I went back to our first vacation together in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was good, 20, man. And you were 24. No, 23. About to be 24. Because it was during Christmas. And so you were 23, mm-hmm. And I was 20, and mm-hmm. We looked like babies.
Yeah.
We look like...
Yeah.
We had no business.
That's why I had to grow my beard.
No business doing the freaky deek at that time at all. We looked so...
I didn't go that far.
I'm serious. I'm so serious. I look back at those pictures and I was like, oh my God. We look like children.
Before,
like, there's one where, like, beard. I'm holding Julian and we're outside of this Mexican restaurant. It looks like I'm holding, like, my little brother.
Yeah.
It looks like...
So I got a picture, like, from the airport that I took, like, a selfie of me and Julian. And yeah. Julian's like... Kissing me on my cheek. And he's like little. He's like 3, 4.
Four.
Maybe.
He's 4.
He's like, just kiss me on my cheek. That picture, I could have taken that picture like yesterday. I feel like. Like, I don't feel like I didn't look much different from that picture.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you just struggled with your beard. Facial hair, man, for
a
while.
I didn't quite have the beard.
I stayed with you during some of your crazy times with your facial hair.
I just had like the little, like, you know, the conquistador thing going on.
Spaniard thing.
Like, I look like Puss in Boots, you know? Like, the big ol' eyes and shit.
Yeah, you are like Puss in Boots. And then when you want something, you try to look all cute with your big eyes.
I do. I do have some big eyes. My aunt Sarah has huge eyes, too.
You ain't got it.
She does.
Dang.
I don't know. You just get mad when I say names.
Because, like, all the, it's not about the names. It's just, like, the way you veer off and you're like, my Auntie Sarah. And I'm like,
yeah.
We were just talking about your big eyes.
Yeah, you guys know my Auntie Sarah. She got huge eyes, man.
Yes, we need to have her on the podcast. You ain't got...
She got some bigger eyes.
You ain't got to do all of
so
that.
Do I. So do I. I'm telling you, it's like the Lebanese
your
part
of our family.
Your family
is so much fun. Do you want to tell them how spoiled you are, David? Spoiled, rotten. You hear me? I'd just be jelly.
You go with me everywhere. Know, like, what are like you talking about?
That, yeah, I'm the plus one.
I didn't
one,
even know
bro.
About this. I was the plus one. You're like,
that ain't it. It Who is. Gets the little scanner thingy on their phone? You.
Okay, so Nikki texts me. So she goes to my sister's wedding dress fitting or whatever.
We picked out her wedding dress. He don't know what he's
doing. That
it's a bridal appointment.
So she goes there and she texts me. First of all, she's out until like fucking 11 o'clock at night.
I was with your mom.
Whatever.
I was at your sister's house.
Anyway.
It's not like I was out partying.
She was.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
You think I don't know these people?
Like, we kept it classy with wine.
Okay.
That was it.
My mom was from the north side, bro. There is no
And she
classy.
Stuck to it. She stuck to it.
She's not even from the Highlands, bro.
I have nothing to say. Anyways.
So she's out partying in the wee hours of the night. And,
wee hours of the night. When you just got home at like 11 last night. Stop it right now. From a bar where you weren't answering my texts.
I was working.
Oh, God sure. And then I answer and it like all sounds all fun over there. And he's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so is here. And I'm like, oh, so you're just not going to text me. Okay. All right. No, that's cool. That's fine. Just taking care of your sick children.
So anyway, she texts me. She's like, do you want to go to the Nicki Minaj concert tomorrow? I was like, what? She's like, yeah, your dad's asking. I was like, okay. I was making jokes like, I don't even know any Nicki Minaj songs. Like, you don't really listen to Nicki Minaj. And then she goes, I want to go. I was like, okay, fine. So anyway, we go. We got, my dad for some reason has these suite tickets. I don't know, something for work. So he gets tickets to a suite for like everything. And like, for some reason, he's like, do you want to go? I'm like, sure. I mean, I guess. Like, it started with the Globetrotters.
Right.
He's like, I got these tickets for Globetrotters. Do you want them? I'm like, okay. Sure. It'd be fun for the kids. He's like, I got these tickets for the Nuggets game. Do you want to go? I'm like, sure. Okay. Hell yeah. I got these tickets for Monster Jam. Do you want to go? Like, okay. And every time it's the same suite.
Yep.
And so we go to this suite for the Nicki Minaj concert. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember any of the concert. I just got fucked up.
Let me lay this out for y'all because I Open have bar. Never seen anything like this in my life. And if you've ever wondered about it, girl, I could be like the background, like your little investigator, because this shit's crazy. So it is, and like it's a suite, right? But you have a row of seats that has like a clear barrier and you can see everything. Mm-hmm. And behind those seats is like a high bar.
Where
you can, like, you know, see from there and eat. And then there's a whole room with, like, a few tables and chairs. And then in the far back, there's a bar that's, like, stocked and there's ice and everything.
And you have your own bathroom.
And then around the corner, you have your private bathroom. You have a big closet to hang your shit up in.
Yeah, you got a coat closet.
And then, like, where the suites are, as soon as you walk out of that door, you're, like, right by all of the vendors.
Yeah.
It's, like, right by the escalator. Like, I had never, ever seen this. And I told my father-in-law, I was like, dude, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, the kids are gonna think that this is normal, and it's not normal. And he was like, that's not a big deal.
I told him too. I was like, bro, I don't know if I'm ever gonna be able to like sit in a seat at a stadium again. You know, I'm
so
like,
we're there seeing Nicki Minaj, and it is the when I tell you we are that whole sweet dancing, like we're in a club. Like his dad was pouring shots behind the bar, and like
Jared, my uncle's boyfriend again. Fucking, he made.
Oh yeah, he made drinks too.
He made mixed drinks. I was like, "What's alcohol mixed with alcohol?"
It was so much fun.
Oh man,
it was so much fun.
I was fucked up. I was like, "God damn!" And like, I don't remember any of the concert. I saw like 20 minutes of the concert, maybe. And I was like,
no, the whole time David's just behind me, just bouncing.
I was getting down, bro.
I was like, do you even know what song this is?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, like, I knew the songs, but like, I didn't.
She was doing some of her hits. It was fun. It was so much fun.
And like the DJ before, it was cool. It was a cool time. It was a good time, man.
Yeah, we had
a good time. Not gonna lie.
It's just It's a wild experience.
I think every concert I've ever been to, it was like, do you want to go to this concert? And I just kind of was like, okay.
You know, recently, that's how it's been. Like, for my birthday, my best friend texted me and she was like, do you want to go to Usher? And to be honest, I was like, I'm not really like a...
I was like, if you want me to beat up Usher, sure.
So I said no.
I saw him at the Super Bowl. I don't fucking think so.
For like the last few times that I've gone to concerts, it's like typically my friends. Or family that's like, do you want to go to this concert? And then it was so funny, y'all, because his dad at first, it's so funny because like totally, it's by so the way, sweet.
Nicki Minaj is not my dad. It's so sweet. Like, scene at all.
No, not at all. But when we were talking about, I was talking about it with David's mom and she was like, Dave, you know, doesn't want to go. And I was like, okay, yeah, I see that. And she was like, do you want to go? Like, we can make it a girls thing. And so I was like, yeah. And so I asked David, David said, yeah. So I was like, okay. And we walk in and there's his dad standing there already. I was like, I thought you weren't coming. He was like, I just want to check it out. I was like, all right. So it was so funny. He's like there in his polo shirt tucked into his pants. He's like all there all businessy. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a good time.
It was the most random group of people.
Yeah.
Because like, it's not just us in the suite. It was like these other people.
I thought those were your uncle's friends.
Yeah. Some of them were.
Oh, okay.
Some of them were. Then some of them were like, some of my dad's like,
oh yeah, I remember those people very vaguely. I remember.
I don't know. They were. I was like, I can tell. Maybe my uncle, but that's about it. If anybody that listens to Nicki Minaj in this suite,
dude, your uncle was getting down to Nicki Minaj. He knew all the words.
Oh man, I was like, I think that's when I believed. I was like, all right. He's gay.
Whatever. So you never told me what you wanted to do for your birthday, my love.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, this is going to be...
The whole episode is just you asking me what I want to do for my birthday.
Yeah, the whole thing. And I'm like, dude, tell me what you want. What you really, really want. So here's the thing. Before you... I just want to put it into perspective because I am a human band, okay?
Oh, and I was
I'm a human band. And I was very flexible with like my banjo. Birthday. I was very human band. Okay,
it's that Southern in you like coming out.
His birthday is on Sunday, this coming Sunday. So it'll be yesterday when you're watching this.
Yes.
So he has comedy tomorrow and then comedy again on the following Friday that I think a lot of your family is going to be coming out to. So I figured maybe we should celebrate it on the 15th because we're already going to be out and about. We got a babysitter. Like, everything's already perfectly packaged for a celebration for David.
Oh.
So.
But it's not just me doing the comedy show. Like, it's like a bunch of other people.
Yeah, but you're going to have a lot of support there is what I'm saying. Like, your sisters are coming and, like, your family's coming. So, like, we could go somewhere after that.
I haven't invited my sisters yet.
You invited your youngest sister.
Oh, yeah, I invited her, yeah. Yeah. Not the other ones. I haven't invited them yet.
The other ones.
Maybe, yeah. I'll send it out. It'll be sent out by the time this episode comes out. Don't worry. So you want to just package my comedy show with my birthday.
Yeah, so that way, because, and then I didn't even mention the kids, okay? Thursday, we have soccer
right
for the kids, and it's my kids and my nieces that are going, like, are on the team, right? So I'm talking about, would you rather have something on Sunday, or would you rather celebrate on Friday?
We don't have Julian next Friday. Oh, no. Changes everything. Because we have them this week. We got a lot to figure out, that's for sure. Okay, so let's just focus on my birthday.
Okay.
Sunday.
Sunday.
March 10th.
Yes.
I mean, you know me. I'm cool like food.
What kind of food? Do you want to hang out with people? Are you feeling social? Do you want just like a family? Like, what do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, I'm cool with like a little thing. Something. Like, it doesn't have to be like a crazy restaurant or anything. As long as I can eat a steak or a burrito or both.
At once.
Even better, you know.
Okay. Do you have like a specific, this should not be this hard. What do you want? Just what do you want?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it. I haven't even put any thought in.
No, now I'm like stressed out about Friday. Y'all, like this whole finding babysitter stuff is.
Yeah. Because
I don't trust nobody.
Shit. Mm-hmm. I guess they're coming. I don't. The babies, they got to come to the show.
And am I going to sneak them in under my coat?
Yeah, just bring them in. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Nah, I don't know. We'll figure that out. But we got a crazy week next week. Holy hell.
Yeah, we do.
It just came out of nowhere, too. Like, this week, we don't have shit going on.
I felt like this week was busy, too.
In a way, yeah.
It was busy.
I mean, yeah, but, like, we didn't have anything, like, outside of the house going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everything was here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I left all week until yesterday. Like, that was the first time I stepped out of the house.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, damn. It's cold.
Yeah. Ask David if he's been going to the gym in the morning. Ask him. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Technically, no.
I was genuinely, like, frustrated, disappointed, annoyed with him this morning. The minute that I opened my eyes and I saw his ass here.
Because Mila keeps waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 in
Wake
the morning.
Wake me up. I'll stay up with her.
I feel bad because you were just up all night with the babies the night before. Put them down while I was doing comedy. So I was like, I felt really bad having to, like, asking you to wake up early in the morning to turn around and do that.
Yeah,
but
it's not like you guys are like the quietest group in the world.
No, that
was
Julian.
Literally
Julian up. Fucking loud as fuck in the morning.
He is so loud.
It's like, motherfucker.
I don't know. And like, he didn't have his AirPods in or nothing. So I'm like, I know you hear yourself being loud AF right now.
Am I running up the stairs?
Oh, yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
He's got these Vans on, heavy as fuck. You don't have no footwork. Like, he's never played sports. So, like, he runs
he
heavy.
He has played sports.
He runs heavy. There's no, like, he has no, like, twinkle toes in him at all. Like, there's no, like, light feet, you know? You got to have light feet when right. You're an athlete. Light feet, you know?
Baby, I can hear you coming up them stairs a mile away.
It's because I don't care anymore.
Like, the kids run into their room when they hear dad coming up the stairs. It's that.
I could be quiet when I want to.
When do you want to? What are you trying to do?
But I want the kids to know I'm coming. I go, so when I'm doing that, boom, 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 boom. I'm hoping they just go to their their own rooms,
uh-huh.
And I don't have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let the sound of the footsteps do the heavy lifting.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, here comes dad. It's not going to. So then by the time I get in, I'm like.
You know what I noticed about you that's, like, super funny cute?
I'm sure it's not.
Is the way that you go up the stairs, you do, like, the.
What?
You do like this thing.
What?
You put your hands behind your back like this and you run up.
What? No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Your fucking wrists go like this. They go like this and then he starts going up the stairs. Like,
what? I'm about to go do it right now so I can show you.
Babe, I swear.
I go like this.
No, you don't. No, you do not. And I don't know if it's because like your knee is messing with you, but you'll go.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recognize that at all.
Right here, right behind you.
It's probably to keep my pants from falling down.
We'll call it that, babe.
I don't know. If I do that, which I don't think I do.
You do. I'll take a picture next time.
Please.
I will.
Please show me. There's no way in hell I do that.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I've been working out and trying to stay on track.
Oh, so when I work out at home, it doesn't count. But when you work out at home,
because you don't,
like, oh, I've been working out.
I will push myself. I'm literally going until failure right now. I'm about to be outside of the limits of the weight set that I have here at home. I have been working my ass off.
Okay, Goku.
I come like up and David will be on his phone, and then yeah. I'll come. He'll hear me and he'll pretend like he was doing push-ups. That's what he'll do. Or he'll do the same thing and be laying down and be on his phone, and then he'll be pretending he's doing ab circuits. Like everybody down. Knows you're not doing it. You're not doing
That's
it.
Not true.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've literally seen you do that.
I have you know that I did 120 sit-ups this morning. Crunches, actually. I didn't sit all the way up. Let's slow down.
Let's lower our expectations here.
There were crunches. I didn't sit all the way up.
I have been so determined. I've been jump roping. I've been doing like intervals. Yeah, look at me like that little hater because I have been dedicated. I have been so dedicated. And Evan, that's why I was like pissy with him this morning. I was like, when? And like literally the day before, y'all, or the day, no, yeah, the day before. David was like, I'm going to start going. I swear. No, but then the next morning, there he is in my face. I was like, what are you doing here?
Here's the problem. Nikki is a bad influence.
My problem.
Yeah, Nikki's a bad influence because I was like, I need to go to bed early. And she's like, you're going to bed already? It's barely 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like,
no. You really want to go down this road? We can go down this road. Why we got to stay up after we put the babies down? Where do you go? Immediately. And then I have to wait until that's done. Oh, we don't want to talk about it. And then I have to wait until that's done.
That happened one time.
No, it didn't. That's such a lie. And the Pepto-Bismol bottle to prove it.
That happened one time.
Don't play with me.
Yeah. That Pepto bottle has been lasting.
I was literally getting jealous of how much action the toilet was getting than me for a while there. And then by the time you get into the room, it's like 10 o'clock and you're tired and we watch maybe like 10 minutes of a show and you're out. So it's not me.
Not true.
Because I don't get to watch stuff with you. You know, what's the last movie we watched?
We watched.
yeah, that's what I thought.
Criminal Minds last night. We watched Criminal
Minds. That's not a movie, first of all. That's not a movie.
It's like an hour long show.
You didn't watch the whole thing.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I watched the whole thing.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Not all the way through.
Yes, all the way through.
Mm-mm. That's a lie.
Why? I watched the whole thing.
Whatever.
You didn't watch the whole thing.
You didn't. You see how you deflect and then you get me like having to defend myself. I'm not falling into this trap. This has nothing to do with your butt not getting up in the morning.
You trying to get me into a trap.
No, I'm not. I've been trying to make sure that my man is healthy and happy. You
trying to trap me?
And I'm like, why are you not like, why? Por qué? Why? Why? Just why?
I have a sleeping disorder where I sleep just too good.
Then he gets up with our daughter this morning all hella early. And so I get up because I got to go pee and he's laid out on the floor in the living room.
I was doing floor work.
No, David, I saw you laying.
Yeah, I got to lay down and do crunches.
You were in a still position. No, you were still. I saw you.
I was meditating.
See, but don't be upset when it's summertime and I'm feeling my best and you over there all sad. Talk about don't take pictures of me.
Little kids, ew. Shut up.
So, I don't know what to do, you guys. Or like, you know, I'll have like some pre-made meals. He won't do it.
Okay, we have not meal
prepped.
And then
like, he'll ask me for specific things like, oh, babe, can I get jalapenos? They go bad. Like, just.
Okay, because we don't put them in bags. We just put them loosely.
They're in bags as we speak. I will have Julian bring up the Ziploc bag because I heard you the last time and they still in there. Just living a lonely existence.
That's not true. I crush them.
And then he has the audacity to get $50 haircuts and then puts beanies on and hats on.
Because my hair grows out too fast. I got to get a haircut like.
How many times have you done that throughout this podcast? How many?
Stop making me do that.
Is that what you do
with our lies?
Like, have the thinking start?
And slander.
It's not slander.
But yeah, my hair grows fast. I got to get a haircut like every week and a half. It's so expensive. Like, I got to get a haircut before I do comedy.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Or you can wear a hat.
I could wear a hat. Yeah, I could.
Well.
I don't want to.
I just hope.
I don't know. Maybe I will.
Let's hope, you guys. It's Monday. Let's hope David is off to a good start. You know, let's give him some words of encouragement.
Yeah, please. If you have any advice on how to wake up early.
It's called get your ass up.
Nah.
That's what it's called. It's called just once you get up, don't lay back down. Once you get up, don't lay back down.
It can't be that simple.
It is that simple. It is that simple. Like one morning, you guys, our daughter gets up hella early and she was like sick, you know, the night before, but she was up super early. She turned on all the lights downstairs, right? David gets up. He's all freaked out because like the lights are all on. He like walks the whole house, does the whole thing. He checks on our daughter, everything. He comes and gets back in the bed. That would have been the perfect time. You're already up. You did a full walk around the house. Your senses are awake. You are awake. Your brain is awake. What is the point of getting back in bed?
Mila was awake too. So I was like, well, I can't leave.
I woke up right after that, and you could have gone.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh, babe. You're full of excuses. You're just of it.
That's true. I did have a lot of excuses.
And then I'll do my thing, and I come upstairs, and he be hating.
I'm not hating.
Like that.
It's because I'm like,
that's how you.
I already finished my workout.
And then he does that, where I'm like, oh, you mean laying down?
Push up.
And then he comes down in the basement. He's like, don't pretend like you're doing anything. I'm all sweating, fighting for my life.
It's because she's down there just spritzing herself. You know what I see? She hears me come. She's all.
No, no. Because you be seeing my pumps. Then I come upstairs. He's all slapping my butt and like just like really just having himself a good time with the fruits of my labor, my gains. You
Well, you know.
Or like he'll drink all the milk. This is just.
What? When did I drink all the milk?
And so I didn't have no milk for my protein. And he had just drank it with his cereal because he didn't work out that day. And I did. And I was so mad.
Like just a random day. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to have some cereal. Like I don't remember. Like I don't remember. Like, I hadn't had cereal in a long time, and I was like, I'm just going to make me a bowl and have it.
But you knew that I was working out, and you saw that that was the last of the milk.
I didn't even have enough for
you
a bowl.
You put the empty bottle by the trash can.
There wasn't even enough for a bowl of cereal. Cereal.
It
was like the driest bowl of cereal that anybody's ever had, because Julian barely left like this much. I'm like, bro. So...
Well, I hope you get it together, babe. I really do. I really do. I know that you can do it, and I know you just have to set your mind to it. Mm. But we are in a season of setting goals and reaching goals, small ones at first, and like having a more positive mindset and things like that when it comes to work, personal life, and all those good things. And I hope you guys are, you know, able to do that as well. It can be really hard to break bad habits.
Yeah.
And it can be really hard to have. Our thing is like good time management, even like doing things when we don't feel like it. Because if you think I feel like it, I don't feel like it, but I do it.
Me too. Nah, I got to be better. I do. I do. I do. I don't know.
I understand, babe, because like I had my season where I was really feeling like shit. I didn't want to do nothing for myself. Mm. You know,
it's hard.
It can be.
It's
okay. You're not alone.
Get that shit from my mom. Can't wake up for shit.
Let us know if you guys have any remedies. Like, I mean, I used to be like that when I was a teenager, but I just kind of once my feet hit the ground, I'm not going back. It's just not like my brain won't even let me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've tried to like lay back down and I'll just be up. I can hear everything going on outside. I'll start hearing everything in the house and I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to get up. And also I really like coffee. So when I open my eyes, I'm like, yeah, I'll take my coffee and just get up. Yeah.
See, I'm like, I could wake up, go do like 5-10 things, whatever, fully wake up. And then I could just lay in the bed and be like, yeah. And then go back to sleep.
That's
like I could
crazy.
Do that. No problem. I feel like honestly, at any point of the day, I could take a nap.
Yeah, we could clear this off and he will take a nap on this table.
I'll sleep on
he will sleep on planes. He'll sleep in chairs. He'll sleep anywhere. He'll sleep on a floor.
Planes are a little bit hard. Those
are I've hard seen to you. Sleep on. I have seen you.
I gotta do a little bit of
Remember when I spilled my whole ass drink on this dude's lap on the plane?
Did you?
And it was like Bloody Mary's, like fucking tomato juice. I felt so bad. He was such a nice man. But like my whole drink, not a drop left, bitch.
Was that asleep?
Yes. Yeah. You woke up like during the apologizing part, but yeah, you were not. That's why I know that you can. You see, you just
I went back to sleep probably like, what?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See?
Yeah, I don't. I can. But like my mom used to be like that. My mom could just sleep.
But it's
forever.
So weird because your dad will get up before the rooster crows, yeah, man. Your dad will be the one up at 3 fucking 30.
Yeah, he wakes them up.
Oh my God.
He wakes them up. My mom was sleeping.
And like
so
going
heavy,
hard.
I used to like get worried when I was a kid. And I like have to like pry her eyes open, like put my finger under her nose, like make sure she's not dead. And I like open her eyes and she's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "Damn, just make sure you're not dead." And then she died. And then,
babe,
in her sleep, actually, I was like, "I fucking knew it."
I called it.
She's like, "David's not here. He's not here to fucking wake me up."
Whatever, babe. I don't like it. It's morbid.
But, that's what happened, though.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best for you, baby. And happy birthday. Happy early birthday. I hope you have a fantastic 35th birthday. I'm very happy and just
very
blessed to be able to spend another birthday with you, which you're spoiled as.
Me too.
I'm
kidding. Very blessed.
But 35.
It'll be a good
too many
time.
More years.
Yeah. Of course, and I will. I hear you loud and clear. I will lose weight.
No, it ain't that. Don't even try it. Don't even try it. It's the way you feel about yourself, and it's also just keeping your word to yourself. It builds healthy habits.
I do. You know, when I do like exercise and diet, you know, I do feel a lot better.
No, and like you're a lot more fun to be around.
Yeah, I feel more like productive. I feel less tired. I feel
like if you're the type of person, if you don't start your day right, like your whole day is fucked.
Yeah. I'm trying to like still save the day, like when that happens, you know?
Yeah.
So that's like the thing that I'm trying to work on is like if I wake up and late or if things don't go as planned, like the whole day isn't shot. Like,
yeah.
You could still like get some shit done.
Yeah.
And
Cause you did. You had that mentality for a long time. I would look at him and be like, "We still have like so many hours before the end of the day."
Boy, I'm going back to bed.
I know. Start over again tomorrow. And like you're that way, even with like I'll start on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, you're I'll start on Monday type person.
Yeah.
So
like, start a diet or like a workout routine in the middle of the week. I'm like, no, thanks.
See, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, you'll be like, I'm starting on Saturday. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong?
Saturday,
with you,
psycho? 10 p.m. Okay.
Like a lunatic.
Whatever. I just don't have time. I ain't got time for the mess. Might as well start now.
I'll
if not
it.
Now, when?
See, when I do it, when I like lock in, I do it for like 30 days. And then after that, like, I just like let go of the reins.
Nah, you got this. You got this. This is going to be a different year.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much for coming to chill with us here at the His and Hers podcast to start your week off right. You already know what to do. Social media platforms, of course, you can find him at I'm David Cisneros. And you can also see behind the scenes for our podcast at the His X Hers pod. And, of course, me at the Nikki Glamour across my social media. But thanks again, you guys, for coming to chill with us. Let us know what you guys would like us to cover next time. And we will be back next week to start your week off right. Peace out, y'all.
Base.
Gotta go get our kids. Oh my God.
Bad as fuck.